These massive monuments are all examples of Chinese art made for Buddhist sites. Buddhism originated in India in the 5th century BCE and later spread throughout Asia. It's one of the threads connecting the continent's many distinctive civilizations. This colossal statue from 6th century China depicts a bodhisattva, a saintly guide who defers his own enlightenment in order to help others attain it. Enlightenment is the state of complete understanding or awakening in which an individual transcends desire and suffering. This figure of a bodhisattva shows the international character of Buddhism itself with a mix of visual traditions. The powerful sense of volume reflects an Indian idea that physical perfection shows spiritual advancement. But look at the sashes that flutter around the bodhisattva's garments. Their linear quality is typically Chinese. On the wall to your left is a Chinese Buddhist painting. This enormous mural represents a vision of the paradise generated by the Buddha of medicine. It's a realm where all the conditions are optimal for the pursuit of enlightenment. The large figure in the center is the Buddha. He is the man, now enlightened, whose spiritual teachings sparked the religion. He's flanked by two richly jeweled bodhisattvas, and they are all surrounded by a universe of smaller figures densely filling the entire surface. This large picture was made in the 1300s for the main hall within a Buddhist monastery, where lectures and other large gatherings took place. Even outside that environment, it draws us into an evocative and all-embracing vision. The collection of Asian art at the Met features masterpieces from the many cultures that have flourished in East Asia, South Asia, and Southeast Asia. The arrangement of the galleries allows you to follow the development of each tradition in chronological order, or as a thematic presentation. Our next stop takes us to the beginning of China's artistic history. To get there, go up the stairs to the left of the mural.